This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. One person is dead and 13 hurt after a semi-truck crashed into a Texas Department of Public Safety building near Houston. Officials say it was an intentional act after 42-year-old Clenard Parker was rejected when he applied for a renewal of his commercial driver's license at the office yesterday. They say he was backing up and attempting to crash into the building for a second time when he was stopped. DPS Sergeant Justin Ruiz.
Unfortunately, one person has to come to their injuries and died at the hospital. This is a criminal investigation that is being led by the Texas Rangers. Parker is facing multiple felony offenses.
The U.S. is awaiting a potential Iranian attack on Israel. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports.
U.S. officials are expecting and seeing Iran make preparations for an attack that would involve more than 100 drones, dozens of cruise missiles, and even some ballistic missiles. Now, that is a fairly substantial attack, and there is some question as to whether Israel can defend against an attack of that magnitude.
A judge is ordering the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani to undergo gambling addiction treatment.
A federal judge in Los Angeles ordered Ippei Mitsuhara to undergo treatment as he faces bank fraud charges. Mitsuhara, who faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted, did not enter a plea during his initial court appearance. Although in a message to his illegal bookmaker last month, he wrote that he did steal millions from the L.A. Dodgers baseball sensation Shohei Ohtani. Major League Baseball has opened its own investigation after the controversy surfaced and immediately fired Mitsuhara. Prosecutors say Ohtani is a victim in this case and was not involved in any way. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Former President Donald Trump says he plans to testify in his New York hush money case.
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam. It's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam.
A judge just denied his fourth attempt to delay the trial, which starts Monday. Trump also met with House Speaker Mike Johnson at his Mar-a-Lago property in Florida.
He's doing a really good job under very tough circumstances.
Johnson spoke to reporters after the meeting.
With President Trump as our nominee in the party, we are very much looking forward to that historic day in November, because we are going to grow the House majority, we're going to win the United States Senate, and we're going to win back the White House as well.
On Wall Street, the markets tanked on the final trading day of the week. The Dow lost 475 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Baltimore. On the mound, Freddie Peralta against the Orioles' right-hander Tyler Wells. Yesterday's game in Cincinnati was rained out. A makeup date against the Reds is set for August. NBA, the Bucks in OKC to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks able to win their last two in Milwaukee against the Celtics and the Magic. Chris Middleton expected to return after sitting out Wednesday. Patrick Beverley on what it's like playing alongside players like Giannis or Damian Lillard.
My whole career I've been fortunate to play with a ton of superstars, you know, a ton, literally damn near all of them. So it's an easy game, obviously. You got Dame, Chris, and Giannis and Brooke, and there's so much out there. You know, teams have to help them somewhere. Obviously, they're going to leave me, and that's up to me to make shots. Today, a different game. You know, I know I'm going to play a ton of minutes. Points going to come. It's all about playing winning basketball.
That's the Bucks' Patrick Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low around 40. Lots of sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day with highs in the mid-60s. And sunshine continues Sunday, highs to the upper 60s. Partly cloudy and low 60s on Monday. Currently 51 degrees.
Home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with me here at Nightlight. We are going to light this night, even though it's already light outside. As we get closer to summer, it's light out later. I don't know. Should we keep the name Nightlight, Conrad, even though it's already light outside?
Yeah. I mean, halfway through the show, it turns into Nightlight.
We can't have seasonal show names, correct?
I don't think so.
All right, we'll keep it Nightlight.
Maybe we have to ask about that.
I like Nightlight anyway. We will light this night one way or the other. We are here tonight to bring you entertainment, talk about entertainment. Hopefully we'll have a laugh or two. Got some great guests on the show tonight. Emerson Lehman from WBAY. He's from the WBAY Morning Show. He will be here. This is his third time on the show. And last time when Emerson was here, we were going to give him a movie quiz, and we just got to talking, and we ran out of time. So we're going to do that tonight. That'll be fun. He's a movie and TV buff, so we always have a good time when Emerson stops by. Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here. Rob's going to give us a report on the closing night of the Wisconsin Film Festival, which was last night. Alexander Payne was in Madison and showed Sideways on the 20th anniversary of the release of that film, which won an Oscar. Starred Paul Giamatti. Paul is often in Alexander Payne's movies. So Rob will give us the down low on that, because Alexander Payne had a discussion afterwards, and that's something I would have really liked to have been at, but we'll live vicariously through Rob at 8:05. And then Terry Barley, she does so often on Friday nights, will be here at 8:35 to tell us about a new artist. Is it a new artist, Conrad?
I'm not completely sure if it's a new artist or not. She just said she really likes their music. So she sent me two songs to choose from.
Oh.
And I listened to them, and I really liked the one that I chose.
Oh, so I guess I don't get a say in that, huh? Is that how that works?
Hey, she said it to me, okay?
She said, don't tell Pete. That's fine. Everyone she's brought has been great, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And this band is called The Mascot Theory.
And the song is called Fast Car Getaway.
Oh, I love it.
Right. It's a great song.
I love that. That's a great song. All right. So Terry will be along at 8:35. And Terry also posted something yesterday when everybody found out that O.J. Simpson died.
Mm-hmm.
Terry posted a picture of her with, there were several other people in the photo, but Denise Brown, Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, was in the photo. And apparently Terry had like an hour-long discussion with her, interview with her. So I'll ask Terry about that too. That was years ago during the trial, I want to say. So Terry will hopefully give us the straight dope on that. That must have been an interesting career moment for her. She's kind of done everything. She's been a TV reporter, radio host. She does these really cool, fun little snippets about our state here in Wisconsin. Our state, which we are broadcasting all over tonight, live from City Deck Studios here at WGBW. And we are ready to take texts. I've decided that Conrad is ready. Are you ready, Conrad?
Yes, I am always ready.
You are always ready. That's for sure. I don't think we've ever missed a text. And if we did, we corrected ourselves the next day.
Exactly.
That's how important it is that you participate in the show. And regardless of what we're talking about, who we're talking to, we love it when you participate. You can reach us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know your thoughts on whatever it is we're talking about. And tonight, or you can text in the app. The app is really easy. Download the Civic Media app. We are on statewide, as I mentioned, so you can click on any one of the stations. And there's a little text icon right under the station that you can hit and fire away. Tonight's question, you ready for this, Conrad?
I am ready.
I thought so. What song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie?
Ooh, okay.
And what is the movie? That's a good one, right?
It is.
Let's get some discussion going here. What song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. So let us know your thoughts on that. And then there is no cheating either. When Emerson is taking the movie quiz, no hints. I know you guys are from the same hometown, Conrad, so you can't help your buddy. And you live in the same apartment. It sounds like a sitcom over there. Who's the wacky neighbor? That's what I want to know.
We don't live in the same
complex.
Not in the same complex. This, I don't know how to explain it. It's hard to explain over the radio, but okay.
This is riveting. I think, people need to know. Just talk about the layout of your apartment.
Okay. Well,
give us the down low.
I got a fireplace.
Oh, really?
Gas? I do. I've never used it though.
Okay. Is it a real, like, you bring wood in and light it? Is that kind of thing?
No, it's it's a fake one. Okay.
It's probably safer.
And then I also have a patio.
Really?
So that's nice.
Also known as a lanai.
I'm on the second story, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That helps. You're much better off being on the second floor when it comes to prowlers.
The only thing that it's hard moving in, but I like it better on the top, so I get a little better view.
You're a young guy. You can handle that. What do you have a view of from your apartment? Like when you're out on that porch on the second floor, what are you looking at?
I can see all the other apartment buildings.
Okay.
And then over that is the trees going into the bay.
So, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah. It's wake up and look at that. It's nice. Yeah.
Can you see the water?
No. Okay. The trees are a little too high, but I know it's there.
That must be comforting. All right, that's awesome. Well, we'll see if Emerson shares your opinion of Del Boca Vista, Green Bay, whatever it's called. Do you know? Here's a bit of trivia. Do you know what Del Boca Vista is?
No, I do not.
I bet Emerson does. Let's ask Emerson when he comes in.
But is it a Seinfeld thing?
I'm not going to say another word. We're just going to ask Emerson when he comes in. We'll ask him if he knows what Del Boca Vista is. I'm sure he does. So today. This is exciting. It's David Letterman's birthday today. He's 77 years old. One of my favorite clips in late night history was the first show that he did when it was still late night with David Letterman. Bill Murray was his first guest, another favorite of mine. And the two of them had this great, I don't know if it was a bit worked out ahead of time or if they were improvising it. I'm guessing they had at least the rough outline done. But here is one of the greatest late night talk show hosts ever interviewing his first guest, Bill Murray.
Major star, and yet here you are playing with lint balls. Well, I wish that you would quit trying to run my life, Tim. No, I mean this. I mean it. You've got everyone here under your spell. It's obvious. You know, you had him doing deep breathing exercises before the show. I don't like to see it, you know. I know you're on here in late night where no one can stop you. But this kind of thing is not going to go on as long as I have some connections here in this building, the RCA building. I saw what you did to Mr. Wizard. Don Herbert, he has the wizard in his pocket. And you just can't use science for your own ends, Dave. You can't play God with people. When are you going to get off the high horse? Smell the coffee brewing.
So, do you miss Saturday Night Live?
Sure, I miss it. I miss going back. I miss the old gang. Yeah. Bob Tischler, of course, my old friend, is producing it. My brother, Brian Doyle Murray is on the show and one of the stars of the show. Wait a second, what's happening to me? I just fell back into your old trick, your old mind game. I'm reading these goofy questions, I'm answering your little questions off the card. Well, yeah, do I miss Saturday night? You never missed anybody or anything. You got out of Indianapolis and didn't look back. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to fall on you, man, and I want to be there when it hits the floor. You know what I'm saying? Better yet, I'm going to do nothing about you, even though I could. You know, it's interesting. I had a chance to strangle Richard Nixon, and I didn't, and I regret it. And here I am, inches from... I don't know what's keeping me from doing it.
So now that you're well-known, is it harder to be funny?
So great. I had a chance to strangle Richard Nixon once. I probably listened to that interview, that segment, 20 times in my life. Twice on this show now. And I never get tired of it. It's great. Two absolute legends. So here's the thing, too. This is interesting. Conrad, do you remember when Anya Esther was here? And she told us about the movie Sasquatch Sunset?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we played a little something from it.
We did.
Yes. Well,
there's no dialogue, really dialogue. Yeah. It's just like Sasquatch noises. Very bizarre looking movie. Apparently, and you know what? It reviewed fairly well, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes. But apparently people have been walking out of it because they're complaining about these Sasquatches that are exhibiting every bodily function. It's like a Sasquatch sex movie or something, and peeing, and it's just like they had all that stuff in lieu of dialogue, I guess. So anyway, that was kind of funny, and I sent that to Anya, and we had a laugh about it. But so yeah, lots going on. But I did watch the show we talked about last night. Was Fallout? You said it was based on the most popular video game ever.
One of them, yes.
One of them, and you liked it, so I gave it a watch last night. And you're right, it is long. It's interesting, though. It's another post-apocalyptic show. There's several of those on for your choosing. But this one, I did like it. I did think it seemed like it was from a video game. Sometimes shows just have that feel. I don't know, but I did like it. I'll give it another. How many episodes are there?
I believe there's 8. I've only watched the first two. Because I haven't found time to just sit there and watch it for an hour and a half again.
Yeah, they're long.
Yeah, but I think they're worth it.
Yeah. It's definitely, I love the Walton Goggins as an actor. He's from Justified. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's a great villain. Just a really solid all-around actor, but he plays a guy at the beginning, and I'm like, there's no way they killed him off. And sure enough, he makes another appearance in the pilot. I don't think I'm spoiling anything. But yeah, I found it interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite films and the story behind it. It's called The Princess Bride, and that's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matinair on Air.
Welcome back to Nightlife. So great to have you with me on this Friday night. Kind of a long week. It's been a long week, Conrad. In general?
Yeah, it definitely feels like it.
Yeah, I don't know. We started, you know what it is? I started in Madison Monday.
Yes.
And then here, and it's just, everything's kind of running together. So there's a great, Emerson Lehman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, coming in at 7:35. Very excited to ask him, do you remember the question, Conrad?
What was the something villa?
Good enough.
Okay. I think you should ask it like that.
We will. And if he knows then, he's a genius. So one of the greatest screenwriters of all time is a guy named William Goldman. And he's written just absolute classics. He's written The Memoirs of an Invisible Man, A Bridge Too Far, Marathon Man, All the President's Men. He's an Oscar-winning writer, Papillon, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Well, he wrote all these great films, and he won awards for them. But at some point, he realized he wanted to write a movie his kids could watch. So he sat down and wrote The Princess Bride. And it just became a classic. It's like one of those movies that you can – it's kind of like Toy Story in the sense that kids and adults both love it. You know, it's just – it's one of my probably top 25 movies, The Princess Bride. It was from 1987. And Robin Wright. I think she dropped the pen after she got divorced from Sean Penn. Mandy Patinkin is in it. Chris Sarandon. Carrie Elwes plays Wesley, the prince, and Robin Wright. Christopher Guest is in it in a really funny role. Peter Falk plays the grandpa. It starts with Peter Falk, the grandfather, reading Fred Savage, pre-Wonder Years, a bedtime story. And the kid wants no kissing. He just wants a cool story. So this is the story that Peter Falk recites to his grandson. And we're going to have some fun with this and play a few clips. So let's hear the first one, Conrad.
The Princess Bride. By S. Morgenstern, Chapter 1. Buttercup was raised on a small farm in the country of Florin. Our favorite pastimes were riding a horse and tormenting the farm boy that worked there. His name was Wesley, but she never called him that. Isn't that a wonderful beginning?
Yeah, it's really good.
Nothing gave Buttercup as much pleasure as ordering Wesley around.
Farm boy, polish my horse's saddle. I want to see my face shining in it by morning.
As you wish.
As you wish was all he ever said.
Farm boy, fill these with water. Please.
As you wish.
That day she was amazed to discover that when he was saying as you wish, what he meant was, I love you. And even more amazing was the day she realized she truly loved him back.
Come on, boy. Fetch me that pitcher.
As you wish.
this? Are you trying to trick me? Where's the sports?
I mean, those of you who have seen the movie can probably picture it. It's one of the most beautiful shots probably in movie history. The sun is setting behind Buttercup and Wesley as they share this kiss to some of the greatest movie score ever written by Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. The film was directed by Rob Reiner, written by William Goldman, and Norman Lear. I never knew this since I was just looking it up during the clip. Norman Lear, Act Three Communications, was on board too. They had some sort of producerial role. So that's the first scene. And it's so great because the dialogue is just so simple, but it works. The actors are great. Cary Elwes, that's the best role he's ever done. He's been in a lot of stuff and he's a good actor, but he was perfectly cast for that, as was Robin Wright. All right, let's go to the next clip, Conrad. This is The Princess Bride.
Rest, Highness.
I know who you are. Your cruelty reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts. Admit it.
With pride. What can I do for you?
Conrad, stop it for a second.
You can die slowly, cut into a thousand pieces.
All right, I should have set this up better. Okay, so Wesley, Buttercup thinks Wesley is dead. Wesley went away. He was captured. He went away. He trained. Now he's this, like, badass pirate. So she thinks. He's got a mask on. She doesn't know it's him. Okay, roll it.
Die slowly, cut into a thousand pieces.
Hardly complimentary, Your Highness. Why loose your venom on me?
You killed my love.
It's possible. I kill a lot of people. Who was this love of yours? Another prince like this one? Ugly, rich, and scabby?
No. A farm boy. Poor. Poor and perfect. With eyes like the sea after a storm. On the high seas, your ship attacked. And the Dread Pirate Roberts never takes prisoners.
I can't afford to make exceptions. I mean, once word leaks out that a pirate has gone soft, people begin to disobey you, and then it's nothing but work, work, work all the time.
You mock my pain.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something. I remember this farm boy of yours, I think. This would be what, 5 years ago? Does it bother you to hear?
Nothing you can say would upset me.
He died well. That should please you. No bribe attempts or blubbering. He simply said, please. Please, I need to live. It was the please that caught my memory. I asked him what was so important for him. True love, he replied. And then he spoke of a girl of surpassing beauty and faithfulness. I can only assume he meant you. You should bless me for destroying him before he found out what you really are.
And what am I?
Faithfulness he talked of, madam. Your enduring faithfulness. Now tell me truly, when you found out he was gone, did you get engaged to your prince that same hour, or did you wait a whole week out of respect for the dead?
You mocked me once. Never do it again. I died that day.
So, Wesley and Buttercup, she has no idea it's him. And she's been forced to marry an evil prince. And we will play the conclusion that we have one more clip. We'll get to it at some point in the show. Just such great, such a phenomenal movie. We got our first text of the night. Our question tonight is, what song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? What song do you hear that immediately makes you think of a movie? Let us know. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Joe says from the 715, Toy Story, You've Got a Friend in Me. That is a great one. Great way to kick things off. All right, Emerson Lehman coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. And it comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief. Just in, a judge rejects defense efforts to dismiss Hunter Biden's federal gun case. President Biden warns that Iran could attack Israel soon in retaliation for Israel's deadly strike on Iran's consulate in Syria. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials are expecting and seeing Iran make preparations for an attack that would involve more than 100 drones, dozens of cruise missiles, and even some ballistic missiles.
Former President Trump's latest attempt to delay his New York hush money trial has failed. It begins on Monday, and Trump says he will testify.
It's very unfair that we have this judge who hates Trump and has tremendous conflict.
During a campaign stop in Arizona, Vice President Kamala Harris says that Trump wants to take America back to the 1800s on abortion and says a second Trump presidency would look like
more bans, more suffering, and less freedom.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is back from a trip to Israel, where he urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to give a speech to Congress. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession, and Wisconsin at an alarming rate, according to a new Department of Public Instruction report that says 4 of every 10 new teachers are gone after 6 years. Teacher pay in real dollars in Wisconsin has dropped 20% in 12 years.
Many teachers have taken on second jobs, like driving for Uber or working in restaurants.
WEAC Teachers Union President Peggy Wirtz Olson also points to heavy workloads and hostile political rhetoric. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low around 40. Lots of sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day with highs in the mid-60s. And sunshine continues Sunday, highs to the upper 60s. Partly cloudy and low 60s on Monday. Currently 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwab, a podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwab anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwab.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Wisconsin Friday night on Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from our beautiful studios here in downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. And I'm very excited to have this next guest on, not only because he's in the studio, but he is a fellow, much more well-known media personality here in Green Bay. Emerson Lehman joins me again from WBAY, the morning anchor, co-anchor.
I'm one of them.
You're one of them. It's good to have you, sir. Yeah, great to see you. Thanks for making the drive.
Always.
I know you live by Conrad.
I found that out last time I was here. He let me know where he lives. I'm like, dude, I think we're next door neighbors. But yeah, yeah.
I said that's like a sitcom type of thing. I said, which one is the wacky neighbor? And
Conrad can be Kramer.
Conrad,
I'll be Jerry. I'm glad to hear Conrad's got the voiceover going now. That's awesome, man. That wasn't here last time.
Really?
Yeah. No, it was the other Pete Schwab guy.
It's taken a lot of voice training. We sent him away to a prep school.
Okay.
But he came back and he nailed it. It was money well spent.
It's quality work.
Yeah, I
appreciate that. Thank you.
I agree. All right. I have a question for you, Emerson, because we've talked about a lot of stuff over the last two visits. Do you know what Del Boca Vista is?
Del Boca Vista.
I made a joke that your apartment complex where you guys live is called Del Boca Vista.
That's in Florida, right?
You're on the right track.
Okay. It's a retirement community?
Yes. You can get it.
I'm close, I think.
You are.
Del Boca Vista.
You know where it is.
I do.
It's fictional, but you knew where it was, so you watched the show.
Is that where Jerry's parents lived?
Yes.
In Seinfeld?
Del Boca Vista.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
They didn't want George's parents to live there.
Yes, because they didn't, and there was a whole fight over it, and they were lying about how, yes.
So great. I love the name. Every time my parents go to Florida, I said, are you heading back to Del Boca Vista? You know, it's like, so fun. So
there
you go.
I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm going to pat myself on the
back.
That's
not too bad.
That I got that. All right. Conrad told me to be ready for some movie trivia, and
you
brought some TV trivia into it as well.
It's all about the trivia. Last time you were here, we talked about Seinfeld a couple times.
You're a big fan. We did. A big fan of Seinfeld. You told me I had to watch Bosch. And
he's a better guest than I am a host, Conrad.
That's all right.
Because you gave me something to watch, right? Didn't you suggest something?
Drive to Survive. And I hope you didn't, because I'm going to give you a different one to watch.
Okay, perfect. Because Drive, that's right. You're a big racing. I forgot about that. Okay.
But the Formula One hype, as much as I love to see it, it's great. But IndyCar is like the one that I really closely follow.
Okay.
And they just put 100 Days to Indy from last season, the Indy 500. They just put that on Netflix. So I'm going to switch it up. Drive to Survive is cool. You can watch that if you want, but my challenge would be 100 Days to Indy.
100 Days to Indy.
Yes.
Conrad, please do not let me. Take a memo.
I'm cruising through Bosch right now. I got like two episodes
How
left
great
in season
is that
five.
Show?
I am just like, I'm hooked. My sister's been watching it.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, her and her boyfriend are like, now they're watching Bosch Legacy, the spinoff. They're hooked on it as well. So I'm trying to catch up so I can talk to them about
so
it.
So great. Bosch Legacy, my son has it. He thinks it's more networky.
Okay.
Like, it's probably not as big a budget, but I still think it's great. I think the characters are great. Bosch became one of my all-time favorite shows. It's just, there's no weak link. The casting is great. It's beautifully shot.
I love some of the scripting. Like, just the cop talk, you're a salty boot, you rookie, and all this stuff. Right. It cracks me up, but it's... The storylines
are so great. We had an actor, Scott Clace, on from the show a few weeks ago. It was the anniversary of the date that the show dropped. And Scott plays the Watch Commander. Mink.
Yeah. Yep.
So Scott was on and we were telling stories. And we played a clip from the film when Jerry got shot. Bosch's partner got shot. And I loved the scene. They kind of go out on the episode. He's on his own driveway bleeding. You think he's going to die from a sniper wound. And then the next show opens with these three cop cars pulling up, and they have like, it was very makeshift because they knew they had to get him quickly.
Yep.
And Scott Clace's character was on the phone going, you hang on, Jerry Edgar, where are you? Tell me where you are. Stay with me. And these cop cars pull up and they have vests like taped to the window And they get out and they got their guns like pointed
SWAT,
at the hills.
SWAT officers hanging out the back of the car.
Exactly. And they just pick them up and manhandle them into the car. And they're like, let's go. And they speed off to this great music. It was one of the coolest scenes I've ever seen in TV. Yeah. And Scott was here and he said, it's so funny you say that. That was actually my favorite scene he's done on the whole show as an actor. And he made even Legacy. He's in Legacy too. Like some of the actors didn't stay with the show.
Sure, they didn't carry over.
You're not there yet. I won't ruin it for you.
That's all right. But good to know he's in there. That's yeah. good. I like Mank a lot. He's a good character.
Yeah. I'm so glad you like it. That's so cool.
I'm burning through it, man. It's a good show.
Hold my feet to the fire. I'm going to check out 100 Days in Indy. That is a
promise.
It's going to
be a different feel, but yeah.
That's okay.
You'll appreciate the magic of the Indianapolis 500.
I love it.
It's coming up in a month. So.
And we were just talking about David Letterman, who turned 77 today.
Fellow Ball State graduate.
Yes. Fellow Ball State graduate.
Chirp, chirp.
And a big Indy 500 fan.
Yes, he owns a team, Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. I don't know that he graduated from Ball State, actually.
Oh, really?
I feel like he did. I should know that.
Probably,
I think he did. I think he did. I'm not going to.
Let's not start rumors here, Emerson.
We're not going to start rumors. I can't. I feel like he did. Yeah. But on Ball State's campus, there's the Letterman building,
which
is where I had a lot of my journalism classes. So he does a lot for Ball State.
So maybe, and again, I don't mean to start a conspiracy thing here, but maybe he gave him a big donation. They built a building and gave him his degree.
He does a scholarship every year for journalism students. I wasn't smart enough to get that scholarship, but yeah, he's an incredible, incredible man.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I got to see him in person. He came back and did a talk on campus and
was it funny?
It was hilarious. He was talking, he interviewed Spike Lee.
Oh, nice.
And it was just my college girlfriend and I at the time, like had jumped the line to get tickets. So
he interviewed Spike Lee at Ball State?
At Ball State, yeah.
What a cool thing to see.
We were like the ninth row. It was super close. He had a big beard at this point. Like, it was his first time with the beard, and it was so cool to see. Yeah, that was like back 2015.
2015 would have been one of his last shows because we had a comic on a couple times, Johnny Beaner, who's a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny. He was the last stand-up comedian. He was the last first-time comedian on Late Night, or The Late Show, I guess it was called at that point. So I thought, that's a cool little nugget, too. But
I would love to be David Letterman, but I'm not as funny as David Letterman. So that's why I stick to the hard, cold facts on the news. That's why I'm on a morning show.
Are you getting tired of getting up at 2 yet?
Nah, man.
You love it.
I mean, I don't know that I love when the alarm goes off, but I love being on the morning show and waking up early. And
yeah,
I mean, you got to start the day with some positivity, right? I try and bring that positivity with the rest of the team. So
that's so cool. Yeah. I think let's do that. Well, we were just talking about The Bachelor. You said you didn't watch it, but there was a bad breakup. Did you guys cover that story this morning?
I saw the Golden Bachelor couple, the first ones, and
3 months.
3 months they made it.
And they said leading up to the divorce, they had been having lots of talks. So those 3 months sounds like
the honeymoon phase was very short.
Right.
I talked to my mom on the phone today and I forgot to ask her how she was feeling about that because I know she watched The Golden Bachelor and I don't think she was very happy with the final choice that was made. So I heard a lot of rumors from the audience of that maybe he picked the wrong contestant. So
wow. That's hilarious.
I wonder if he's like texting the other person now. I would be
hey, are you still interested?
Hey, how you doing?
She's probably like,
coffee?
Not until your divorce is final. But they're in their 70s. I mean, you know, maybe neither one of them wanted great-grandkids. I don't know.
It's terrible. They gave it a shot.
They gave it a shot, yeah. My guest is Emerson Lehman. He is the morning co-anchor of the WBAY News here in Green Bay. He gets up very early. He's probably exhausted right now, but he's muscling through this.
I took a nap just so I could be here.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Coming over in person, it's great. We have a movie quiz we'd like to give you. Last time we ran out of time.
We just started talking and we didn't get to it.
What do you know? So, Conrad, are you ready with the movie quiz?
Yes.
All right.
Do you want me to do the bell or?
Listen.
Well, I get a bell and everything.
You get a bell? We'll both do the bell. It's the stereo bell. And no, since you guys are from the same hometown and you live in the same apartment complex now. This is all starting to make sense now. No cheating. You cannot feed him answers. This is not like
Let me pull up my
quiz show.
My cheat sheet real quick.
Yeah. Right.
No pressure.
So this is actually a new movie quiz that because we haven't done this one yet.
I might go 0 for 10.
0 for 10?
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Conrad, did you...
I don't even know how many questions there are. I'm just guessing.
They're not that hard. Right. So
That makes me feel worse when I'm going to get them wrong.
These are very tough, though. These are very tough. Good luck, son. All right, so let's do the first one. The second you know it, just guess it, and we'll bell you.
And I'm guessing movie title or...
Yeah,
the movie title.
Just movie title, okay.
Exactly.
Dum Dum.
Yes?
You give me Gum Gum.
Night at the Museum.
I give you Gum Gum.
You knew Dum Dum. You
one
give
for
me
one.
Gum Gum.
All right, fantastic.
Pressure's off now.
You will not be shut out. So are you a fan of The Office, the TV show? All right, Conrad, next time he's here, we'll do The Office.
Yes.
Office Jeopardy.
Yes.
Okay, all right, next one.
Hey, buddy. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so much more relaxed. Thank you, Helen. I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party.
Bridesmaid?
Two
for two,
there you go. All right. That one took a little bit. I needed to get to
I was like, and I've heard these before, and I still was like, that was a tough one, Conrad.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty popular scene, but it does take a little bit.
I just needed to hear the party part. Like, I was kind of leaning toward it, but I needed to hear
the
party
that?
Part.
Who says that? Which character is saying that? Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was her. All right, next one.
Let's keep this rolling here.
Yeah. Right. Momentum.
$5. That's mine now. You're my lucky meteor. Right on. I'll hold your hat for you. Meteor, we call this here being in burger heaven. Mmm.
I don't know that I've seen this one.
We need to find a home, meteor. We need some stability in our
life. David Spade
has
not been in a ton of movies.
Need to settle down.
No, he has. If you can think of one, even, you might. Should we give him a hint?
My favorite David Spade movie is Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Is that
that's,
it?
That's, no, it's not. But that's a good movie.
That's a great movie, though.
Drill bit, Taylor?
No, that's...
Oh.
I thought you'd know this, Pete.
What was it?
It's Joe Dirt.
Oh, Joe Dirt.
Oh.
I'm giving myself
I have seen Joe Dirt. I just couldn't think of that
I
scene,
totally forgot about that movie. All right, 2 for 3.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Still better than my GPA in college, I think. Pretty close.
You're doing pretty well for a guy with a... All right. The D average. Don't let that get out.
I think you should get this one. This one's pretty easy.
Let's hear it.
Why did you stop the jazz music?
Talladega
was it
Night.
Not pleasant for you?
Jean
no
Girard.
One plays jazz here at the pit stop. Okay.
It's Talladega Nights. That's the one where Will Ferrell's racing and he says he's coming up behind you. And he says, in my subconscious? No, he's right behind you.
Yes. And he stops and he's running around like he's on fire and he's asking Oprah and right. Tom Cruise and everybody to that movie is like, even in the racing, I'm a huge race fan. Like racing podcasts and stuff. That is such a respected movie just because like sometimes like there's obviously your racing movies that are, they try and make it as real as possible. And those are fantastic too. But then you got your spoof movies that are just like, oh, this is funny. This is incredible.
And totally.
That is such a well-respected movie.
Did you see Days of Thunder, the Tom Cruise?
Yes.
How is that?
I've
never seen it all the way through. And that's the last movie that he made probably where I could go, it wasn't a blockbuster. Like, the guy's batting average
is
incredible.
It's very well, I mean, it's very well known. It's very well done. It's kind of a cool era of NASCAR before, like, I was born. So okay. It's kind of a cool look back at it. I mean, it's kind of cheesy in parts here.
Right. Very 80s. You're gonna,
yeah, very 80s cheesy feel, but it's a good movie. I've watched it a few times.
Good to know. All right, let's do. I think we got time for one more.
Well,
do we or do we not?
No, we might have to go to the.
Did you clip something from Apocalypse Now or something? All right, so we'll let Emerson sort of reset the movie.
Three
brain.
For four. That wasn't bad.
Is he 3 for 4?
Yeah, yeah.
That's closer. We'll say that's closer to my college GPA. I didn't do well. I didn't do well at math, so there's where my problem was.
We don't want people to think you were like reading the wrong stories in the morning.
Oh, never.
You totally redeemed yourself saying that. Okay.
My journalism classes, I was like close.
Crushed it.
Yeah, we were killing it. It was just the other classes
which don't matter now.
Exactly.
You got a job. Right?
Yeah.
All right. That's my guest, Emerson Lehman. Always fun to have him here. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. We'll be back with more movie trivia next. We'll see how he does on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The grand facade so soon will burn without a noise, without my pride. I reach out from the inside.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. Got someone watching on the stream. I'll let you read that because that's one of your friends, apparently.
That is Monse. Yeah, we were co-workers back in at CBS 58 in Milwaukee.
Nice.
So. Good to see you, Monse. I appreciate you
watching
listening
on the stream. Yeah, thanks for that. It says, Emerson, you probably didn't want to read that part because you're humble. Emerson is the best. Miss him back in Milwaukee. We'll have to come up here and visit.
Come visit. Miss the Milwaukee friends, but I'm loving it up here.
Do you? Yeah,
I'm really happy right up here. I'm happy.
That's excellent.
I got to say, I need to correct myself because I'm a journalist and facts are important.
Yeah.
David Letterman did graduate from Ball State. I was mixing him up with Robin Miller, who is one of my favorite motorsport journalists of all time, one of the greatest motorsport journalists of all time. He did not graduate from Ball State, but he went for a couple semesters. So
okay.
I've been up since 2:30 a.m. I got my nap in there. I crossed my wires a little bit. So David Letterman, of course, the most famous alumni from Ball State. And
yeah.
Robin Miller, who
did okay for himself too.
Passed on, yeah. Rest in peace, but he did okay for himself, too, and he carried the Ball State flag partially.
There's a lot of movie directors and writers that went to college but didn't graduate. I don't know if they get bummed out with the structure
of
college.
That's the thing. Like, or they're just, know. They're so, and shout out to my mom, because she's listening right now, and she's the one that texted me. She looked it up. I saw my phone during the break. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe they just feel like their creative juices are...
They want to get right to it.
Yeah, they want
to waste
time. Get out and make some money.
Not that it's a waste of time. Yeah, exactly. And if an opportunity presents itself, that kind of happened with me with stand-up. I started doing it my sophomore year in college, and I switched majors, so I had about 6 classes left to go to graduate, but I got work on the road. Someone said, I'm going to put you on a tour, and they did, and I was able to fill my calendar. I'm like, I got to do this now.
Yeah.
Like, why would I'm going to go take geology.
Take the opportunity
like,
when you get it, right?
I would not have, my heart would not have been in that, so... Anyway, it's nice that your family's looking out for you, too, though. They got your back.
Mom always knows best.
Well, Mom can't help you on this movie quiz, pal. And you're 3 for 4.
3 for 4.
It's pretty good. So, yep. Conrad, let's fire up another question.
I will give one hint on this one. It's a little tougher. It's Jack Black.
Well, wait, don't give the hint yet.
Well, I'm just saying it's a little tougher. So
he's got time to IMDb Jack Black. All right, go
pulling
ahead.
Up the list.
So since you're not from Blefuscia, where are you from, Beast?
Once again, totally cool to be just called Gulliver.
Some people believe you've come from the island where we dare not go. Is there any truth to this rumor?
You know
it. Where's the island where we dare not
go?
They
kind of gave it away.
There, beyond the fog bank.
Well, I didn't come through a fog bank. I'm from the island of Manhattan.
It's
between the islands of Staten and Long.
This island of Manhattan. What sort of kingdom is
Gulliver's...
it? Well, I'm not from a kingdom. I'm
actually from
a democracy.
I get 50% for that because I wanted to say Gulliver's Island, but I felt like travel.
Gilligan's Island is probably
Gilligan's Island. Yeah, that's what I was. Gulliver's Travels. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
That's one. We should probably replace that one because. And it's funny that you gave him a hint, Conrad, and it's part of the title is in the
I was using my context clues from what I was hearing, yeah.
I guess probably not all the people have seen that movie, but it's so funny.
Who else was on and we gave the quiz to and they didn't get that one as well, even though Gulliver's in there? Somebody else took this quiz.
I don't remember.
Might have been Jack Black. All right, let's see if we... You got another one ready?
3.5 out of 5.
65% is that? We'll call it 70% actually would be. Okay.
And now, Buffalo's number one news team.
Good evening and welcome to Eyewitness News at 6.
Gotta
I'm
get
Evan Almighty.
And I'm Evan Baxter, and here's what's making news.
It's close.
A Bruce Almighty. A potential scandal with the Buffalo PD surfaced today when the mayor...
Yeah, that counts. We're counting that.
Four and a half percent.
That goes.
What's Evan Almighty? That's a movie, too,
that's Steve Carell, isn't it?
There's two different movies, right? There was Bruce Almighty. Yeah, and then there's... So Evan is... Okay.
Steve Carell had that great cameo in that movie.
Yes.
And then they spun it off and made... Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get that one. Yeah. That would have been unfortunate.
Have you seen Broadcast News?
Yeah, that's like a 1980s movie, right?
The late 80s, yes. Albert Brooks. And
is that when the guy... He like fake cries.
Yes. William Hurt.
I've seen that.
Holly
movie.
Hunter. Yes. And it's the one where Albert Brooks has like flop sweat. He fills in. And they're coming in with hair dryers and changing his shirt during the break.
Yep.
One of the best, most iconic movies.
Fortunately,
scenes.
Never had that problem. So
I hope you don't.
I hope it doesn't happen either.
All right. You got another one, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Ave Maria.
The song.
They should have just ended it right after you. This is insanity. $5, it takes him down on one.
Oh, Adam Sandler, okay.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Can I get a hint, Conrad? Is it a serious Adam Sandler or is it a funny Adam Sandler movie?
It's a funny one.
Billy Madison?
No.
Either. I don't know all of his.
What's the one with his? Is it the one with his, when he's a twin with his sister?
No, okay. That movie's awful.
I know it is. That's why I was gonna be mad if you picked that.
Grown-ups? Yes, it is grown up.
Is it the second one?
It's the first one.
Okay, it is the first one. All right, perfect.
Very nicely done.
That one was a process. We had that to work, was work
detective
up to that
work.
One.
So you're 5.5 for 7. Do we have one more?
Yeah, we do have one more.
Let's do one more. Let's see how he does. You're doing great.
You were the talk of the tournament.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's Happy Gilmore.
I'll tell you what. You know, you'd be something.
Closing it out with double week. Adam Sandler flicks. So 6.5 of 8.
I'll take
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
I'm when he messaged me and said, be ready for that. I'm like, oh, I might make a fool out of myself here. I'm no. 6.5. That's respectable.
You know, we had Rachel Monick was on. And I think I told you this.
You told me I had to beat her. You put the pressure on.
Well, it's not really a fair fight because I picked all these 80s comedies, not realizing they were mostly dude guy comedies. And she was sitting there and she had every right to be a little upset with me, but she was a great sport. So we got to have her back, Conrad, and we'll have her do I told her we'd pick more, not girl films, but what's the proper, just more
known films?
Sure.
I don't know, maybe.
There you go. Yeah. He's Emerson Lehman. It was great having you. You want to stick around? We got to interview Rob Thomas next. You can join me if you want.
I'll stay.
All right. He's going to stick around. Rob Thomas is coming up next, folks. We're going to talk Wisconsin Film Festival and a really cool thing that happened last night. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.